Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
I'm the Bunch.
You only have one life to live. If you're lucky, then you might get two. I was down, so down to the hit. Was a miracle that got me through.
I've seen the world, paid my dues. Got plenty of scars, but nothing to lose. Tonight, I'm on top of the world, in front of the crowd. Smoke in the air, look at me now.
In Lagos, Nigeria, I tell you, on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, we bring it to you, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. My name is Rio Aito, and thank you for joining us in Lagos. Lagos, there's heavy rain in Lagos, if you must know that. This is the second day, but we are happy. I want to assure you, the people in the diaspora, that there's no problem. But I will also encourage you to tell your people back home to vote, to go for their vaccination. We need to tell our people COVID-19 is real. They must be vaccinated at this hour, at this moment, at this time. And I tell you, Spirit of Nigeria Radio is here to always tell you, give you the updates of what is going on in the country. And here, at the moment, we have Inside the Net Africa Football Show. This is after 3 o'clock, and I please join me as I welcome Tiwa Savage, featuring Tosi.
Many blessings, I could brag on it. I've been through the fire, I could talk on it. And I heard it on the street that they got love for me.
Oshel Baba, na Baba go dey make me come and swag on. Them dey gbadu me anytime when the song's on. Them dey see the light dey shining, them dey run come.
Now you see, say we dey run the city. I don't think that any one of you can step to titty. I just wanna sing the song, break it down, oh yeah.
can shake it to the dog, yeah.
Baba God don't bless us, now why we dey talk this matter, eh? Some people want to pull me down, I still dey work, eh?
No be say them say, no they to like say you know, no. No be say them say, my brother.
Oh yeah, Joe for me, I do pay for no. Emma won't eat so gay, I do pay for no. Oh yeah, go mole, I do pay for no. Jacka Jones so gay,
brother,
if I start to talk.
The thing where I don't take my IC, we no going. My brother, we no going. If I start to count. The thing where my back on, they don't do, we no going. My sister, we no going. If I start to talk.
You're welcome back to Inside the Net Africa Football Show on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. And right now we have Origa online, Bangbelu, Origa Bangbelu, to give us the gold rush. Origa, how are you? It's good to hear you again. It's raining in Lagos. How is it over there?
Likewise in Ibadan, you can see the evidence of the renovation or remodeling in Lagos Alami Stadium.
Exactly. I saw those pictures, and those pictures were so embarrassing. Can you just tell us what actually went wrong?
Yeah. Good afternoon, listener all over the world. That's where I hand people listening over here in Nigeria. It has to do with different dimension of issues that we have in Nigeria, from politics to what we can call bad belle. Then there's some fact that we cannot wave away from the incident that happened at the Lagos Alami Stadium. Actually, if you look at the recent things that has been happening, I remember me and you were in secondary school when they first opened this Adama Sima Stadium.
Exactly.
And I knew I was there at the stadium where I watched the match between ICC and Academy Warriors that ended in favor of Academy. So after a long period of time, the stadium has been used. It has never been touched. It has never been
remodeled. Or been refurbished at all.
Yeah, refurbishing it, because a lot of things are spoiled. And moreover, in the initial contract, some part of the stadium were not finished. Only probably the pitch and some little section were touched and were finished. So the rest were left. So the governor thought it was a good thing because he's a sport-loving governor. Mm-hmm. And they should remodel the stadium and put things right. And let me tell you frankly, the stadium was super. The edifice was good. The structure, the new idea, the new technology. It's a world-class stadium that you can bring the best clubs with the modern-day technology and modern-day facilities and equipment out there. The VAR, the Tata track, the covered and everything. But unfortunately, the bad side of it was that the jobs...
The pitch itself was poorly done.
Because if you notice my write-up, I had already been writing something, even before the start of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
I've already faulted some things on it because the grass were scattered. Yeah, we have so many things that we are not providing. And even on a particular program, I said to somebody, look, we can't continue playing constantly on this pitch because the way I was looking at it, it wasn't good enough. Or maybe it wasn't time for them to start doing something on it. But eventually, they went on the unveiling. And unfortunately for them, the rain exposed them. And you know, the world we have today is a technology world, is an internet world.
Yeah,
everybody
exactly.
Everybody saw it. Yeah, they got it. And they came hammering, and the critics were overwhelming for some of these people. And so some took it as a politics, in terms of politics. Then some took it in terms of a bad feeling for the governor or for his party. But for good critics, it's a good observation. It's a good thing because the facts are there. The evidence are there. The whole world saw what happened. They saw the water log. They saw the leaking roof. These are not things that people created. These are not things that people... man-made. They saw it and they went on criticizing the governor, and fortunately for them, the governor accepted and said, look, the project was not supposed to be launched initially. Maybe they hurried up. In my write-up, I said it's only the governor that could answer why they hurried with the hasting to unveil the stadium. So that was what happened. But I think according to the contractor, he said after a whatever, if they should give them like maybe 4 or 5 weeks or a month or 2 months, they will touch the areas where they have the decade, and they believe that things will probably go back to shape. So that's where I looked at it. But I think the worst saw is, I mean, they have to preserve them, and the critics was overwhelming.
Okay, but the critics was overwhelming. I'm going to share the numbers. If you want to join this show, you can just call us on 091-21-650-466. Once again, 091-21-650-466. Inside the Net Africa, we are actually talking about Nigeria and African football. Everything we need to know. Origa, yesterday was a beautiful day for us in Nigeria, here, Lagos, here. Nigeria played against Liberia and they won 2-0. Kelechi Iheanacho banged in the 2 goals, a breeze in the first half. What do you have to say?
Yeah, the soap man, he came with his soap, got soap for me, and his soap continued to work for him.
Exactly.
A very good result we got, because the end justified the means.
Mm-hmm.
What we wanted is a good result. I mean, 3 points, whatever goals we scored, it doesn't matter. It is the 3 points that is very important at this stage.
At this
and
year.
He got the 3 goals, and he got the 3 points. So that is one job done by Kenneth Roy. But if you look critically at it, we are not yet getting, I mean, something from Kenneth Roy.
Okay.
Like what?
5 years, that, you know, 5 years down the line?
Yeah, he keeps bringing in foreign players. How many players are you developing for us? What mm-hmm. are the tactics? What are the pattern of games you are seeing? For me, we got to talk about the play, the flow of the game was not something that is interesting to me. So I believe he's still got to do a lot of work. Like, for instance, they are going to Cape Town, and they'll be going with minus 9 players who will be departing the country because of the situation of Cape Town, because they are on the red list, so of the British government, that look, if you have COVID at this stage, if you ever go there, there's a kind of a treatment that will come from it. So those players will not be able to go.
Mm-hmm.
So even notwithstanding, I believe that he still has the boys in his kit that should execute that man, and they should be able to get the 3 maximum points from Cape Town. So it was fantastic. The result is what it matters most. Are you getting the result?
Yeah.
Getting the loss.
The result.
The performance. It's another thing.
The result was fantastic. Kelechi Iheanacho just scored the first goal at the 23rd minute and the second goal at the 45th minute. I have social media. I have social media rantings around the Origa, and I want you to listen. From Wasil Jimoh, Iheanacho is a highly skillful and talented player. He should do all necessary in terms of training hard to sustain and improve on his present performance. He is a guy I've always noted. Since his very brilliant outing with the Nigerian Golden English squad. Yeah. Now, Emmanuel Isaac congratulated the Super Eagles. Anthony Daniel did the same thing. That's awesome. Congratulations to the Super Eagles. Azimba Max made a comment, better pitch, please. Nigeria is developing, but we are bigger than this. What do you have to say about the pitch yesterday?
To be frank, I mean, the pitch was nothing to write home about.
Okay.
You can see the show. It was glaring that
it affected the flow of the game. Okay.
Definitely, most of the boys wouldn't want to play their best because of injury. Because you see, this kind of pitch will give players such kind of injury that you will not detect on time,
mm-hmm.
and it will take a time, and it will affect particularly your knees and your hips. So. For me, I think the Football Federation in Nigeria should sit down critically and think about something. You see, we can't maintain this grass. Let's be frank with ourselves. And
we can't maintain this grass.
We are not giving this speech to the best hands. I'm sorry to mention, we are together in Ibadan. Mm-hmm. IRNT is an agricultural center in Ibadan.
Oh, exactly.
They could do better than what we are seeing.
Exactly.
But they are not giving. So if they wouldn't give this kind of contract to people like people can do it fantastically well. Why can't they keep using the hybrid? At least in foreign land, in some big clubs over the world, they use hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
In US 94, most of the fields that we are used, they are synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But they are more than synthetic that they should use. See, it's a show of shame to me. That's the way I looked at it. That's the way I looked at what is happening to them. It wasn't something fantastic to the eyes to see. That's the thing. But unfortunately, that.
Hello.
Like that, and
okay.
At least we got the result, but we keep doing the same thing. And hello.
I'm here.
Are you
I'm listening to you. We're here listening to you. Hello, Origa. Hello, we lost him there. next week Tuesday, Nigeria is playing Cape Verde at exactly 5 p.m. Tuesday Nigerian time on the 7th of September. We'll go on a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Kofi Asiedu. Again on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. And here we are on Inside the Net Africa. We live African football. And joining me from Lagos is Kofi Raphael Asiedu. Kofi, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you. A very big good afternoon to you right there in the studios of Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
Exactly.
Nigerians to diaspora.
Exactly.
Up to speed.
It's good to have you here. We just lost to Riga, you know, due to the network. It's a raining day, you know, and I want to ask you, you were at the stadium yesterday. How did you feel watching the Super Eagles again?
Well, it was a very good feeling to see the Super Eagles play in Lagos, Mr. Slim Balogun Stadium yesterday. Before the match started, yes, it rained for some time before it stopped a little. So, well, all in all, it was good because the result at the end of the day was what we wanted. Though, you know, from my own angle, I would have loved to see the Super Eagles of Nigeria, you know, play a more compact game. But like they said, like someone told me yesterday, tiki-taka is Asiedu, you know, result no matter. That's what somebody said. And at the end of the day, the Super Eagles of Nigeria were able to, you know, grind a 2-0 result out of the boys from Liberia. So I think for me, it was good to see the Super Eagles of Nigeria give the Lagos fans something to cheer about, you know. And what a way to start the World Cup qualifying series for the Super Eagles of Nigeria.
Remember, you can join this conversation by calling 091-216-50-466. I think that's too fast. 091-216-50-466. Now, Kofi, what are the highlights beyond this report you have just given us? Kelechi came and banged in two goals. Some people said maybe the Aribo should have done better.
Yes. Well, I think for me, I have some positive to take away from the game and some negative.
Just
but let me dwell on the positive. Okay. Yes. First and foremost, I think the positive started before the game. You know, some days before the game, the NFF announced that they got into a partnership deal with Nigeria's biggest airline, which is Airpeace. For around 300 million naira a year contract, you know, and the possible renewal over the year. So I think that was a big cherry news. You know, I have been very critical of Amaju Mavin Phoenix administration.
Exactly.
In the sense of sponsorship and what have you.
I know you for that.
With extension to what is also happening in the league. Mm-hmm. You know, so the fact that they have started this on a very good note, I think I should also come out to say that it is a very good move for Amaju Phoenix-led administration. That we have this sponsorship deal, you know, we go a long way to, you know, solve the issue of owing match bonuses. So I think I give credit to Amaju Phoenix for that and everybody concerned that were involved in that deal. And don't forget that it was not just that deal that they signed. They also signed a big mega deal with Nigerian telecommunications
MTN,
company.
Right?
That's MTN, yes. Worth over 500 million naira. That's also a huge one for the Nigerian Football Federation. So that alone was a cheering news going into the game. And so going into the game proper, I think the Super Eagles of Nigeria, the players understood that, yes, the administrators now are thinking for a way better for the welfare of the players. So with that in mind, I think they went to the pitch and decided they were going to give all it takes to come out tops of the group. And I think that is what they did on that night. So that's one of the positive. The second positive is that we saw some individual brilliance from the Super Eagles of Nigeria. Yes, when we look at the fact that Alex Iwobi did very well for the Eagles on that night. Kelechi Iheanacho also did very well.
Let me come in there. Let me pause you there. And Alex Iwobi and Kelechi Iheanacho won individual awards, you know, from two different brands. What is actually happening? One was voted most valuable player, the other one man of the match. What is the difference between the two?
Yeah, some of the brands that the Super Eagles of Nigeria partner with, we're looking at the Lager brand as 3-3 Lager beer. We also saw the GAC Motors. These are some of the brands that associate with the NFF. And so those two decided that they were going to have their own man of the match based on their own voting or understanding. And 3-3 decided to go for the man who scored two goals on that night, which was Kelechi Iheanacho, and he went away with 1 million naira. Also, GAC Motors decided that it was for them, it was Iwobi who was their star man, and they awarded Iwobi with 1 million naira. So, for me, I think it is good to encourage some of these players for their brilliant performance on that night. So, that was just what happened on that night.
Is it going to be a continue? Are they going to continue with this reward?
Yes. It's something that that started long time ago. There was a time where TomTom was also part of this arrangement. So it's something that I think will still continue whenever the Super Eagles of Nigeria gets to play like that. These brands gets to pick who has been outstanding for them. You know, just as a form of encouragement for some of these players.
Next week Tuesday, we are meeting at Cape Verde. What do you have to say? What is the preparation like?
Before I go into that, you know, quickly, I was talking about the positive and the negative.
Oh, great.
And yes. So I mentioned two. The first was the deal. The second was the individual brilliance.
Brilliance, exactly. Yeah.
And I think the third one is that there was unity among all of the team.
Unity.
From the administrative angle down to the players, and from what I saw, there were unity from everybody. You know, but I think one negative I'd like to take away from there is the fact that most of the players they didn't play as a team on that pitch that day. They didn't play. You know, there are situations where we could have made 1-2 passes in the final third of the game where we could have buried the game, but you see selfish play, and I think that's what the Super Eagles of Nigeria should try and eliminate from their next game. But going into the next game on Tuesday, where we are going to Cape Verde, remember that Cape Verde in by the UK standard or by the UK list is on the red list.
On the red list, yeah.
Yes, of COVID-19. And therefore, some of these players you saw play on Friday for the Super Eagles will not be
available.
Among the players that will travel to Cape Verde. Yes, about 8 of them, that's the UK-based players, the likes of Kelechi Iheanacho, the likes of Wilfred Ndidi, the likes of Ogenekaro Etebo, yes, the likes of... there are 8 in number now, the UK-based players that will not be playing against Cape Verde. So it means that Coach Iheanacho will have to tick deep into his pocket and, you know, change his tactics, or perhaps, you know, bring on those he thinks can execute that game in Cape Verde, so we can also get a maximum 3 points. Because as far as I'm concerned, it is not negotiable. The Super Eagles of Nigeria needs to get 3 points away from Cape Verde. So the sad part is that we'll not have eight key members of the team in Cape Verde, because their clubs have told them, once you finish the game in Lagos, you have to report back to the club. You don't need to go to Cape Verde, because when you go to Cape Verde, you have to come back and isolate for some days, and that might take you away from about two fixtures. And clubs at this point in time cannot afford to lose some their of their players
exactly.
For two games. So that is what is going to be like on Tuesday. But we expect the Super Eagles of Nigeria, irrespective of that, to go out and ground out 3 points.
You are still listening to Inside the Net Africa Football Show on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Now, Kofi, your tip-tap report, what do you have again? Is the league, are we starting the league in October?
That's a billion-dollar question.
I need to ask.
I've been speaking to some of my sources, and some of my sources that I've been speaking with have not given me a definite answer. So I'm going to sit on the fence right now. I'm going to say that I am not sure yet when we are going to start the league. But trust me, as soon as I get it from my source, I will let it out. But right now, from my side, I have nothing to say when the Nigeria Professional League is going to start. Although I know that in a couple of weeks, yes, before this month end, the National League will be starting. I have some, you know, pointers to that the National League, that's the Division 2, will be starting in Nigeria, but I don't know when the Nigeria Professional Football League will be starting as at now.
Now that we have sponsors for the Super Eagles, big sponsors, big brands, don't you think they should also come into the league? Since you are very close to the people in the glass house, I know you are very close.
When you look at the brand of Super Eagles and you look at the league as a whole, okay, they are two different categories. You know. The league, as far as sponsors is concerned, is not what they want to easily dip their hands into their pocket and put money on, because the league has not been attractive in recent years. So it's going to take a lot of convincing from the league management company to attract these guys. But then again, we have the same people running the NFF and running the Nigerian league.
Okay.
Don't forget that Alhaji Shehu Diku, who is the chairman of the LMC of the Nigeria of Nigerian Premier League, is also the second vice president of the Nigerian Football Federation. So we expect that the relationship that the NFF have with some of this sponsorship should also go, you know, along with the Nigerian league. So we expect that Alhaji Shehu Diku, before the league starts, should be able to talk to some of these sponsors and tinker a way forward for them, for both parties to benefit on both sides. And I think when Alhaji Shehu Diku is able to convince these sponsors, then we should have sponsor for next season. But we are hoping, all the stakeholders, we are hoping that the league gets a sponsor this season.
We are hoping the league gets a sponsor this season. I want to ask you again. For us to have a good Super Eagles, we must have a good league, a standard league. Now, what is the role of Davidson Owumi, the CEO of the league? What was his role? Are there challenges he's facing that we don't know?
Well, everything that Davidson Owumi has to do will have to work hand in hand with the LMC. Chairman, which is Alhaji Shehu Diku. So whatever Alhaji Shehu Diku is doing, I think he also carries Davidson Owumi, who is the COO of the Nigerian the league company. So I think they both work hand in hand. That's the situation of the Nigerian league right now.
Oh, great. Kofi, thank you so much. Or do you still have some reports to give us?
Well, not too much. Just wanted to tell our viewers, the
listeners,
how it went down in the, not just telling them for the Nigerian game, how it went down. Of course, we know that Nigeria defeated the Liberians by 2-2.
Exactly.
But of course, other games also went down.
The road to Qatar.
Yes, in the CAF series. We saw in Group B where Mauritania lost to Zambia by 2-1. Mm-hmm. We also saw where Tunisia defeated Equatorial Guinea by 3-0. Mozambique lost to Ivory Coast. Mozambique and Ivory Coast actually played a goalless draw. Cameroon defeated Malawi by 2-0. Zambia and South Africa played a goalless draw, while Ghana defeated Equatorial Guinea by 1-0. So if you can see that, it is really getting the road to Qatar is taking shape in the African continent.
Okay, Gambia and Ethiopia, right? Hello?
Ghana.
Okay, Ghana Ethiopia. Versus Ethiopia. It was 1-0.
Ghana defeated Ethiopia by 1-0.
Because I know I want to take you on that. What do you have to say, being a Ghanaian?
Well, I think it's a good start for the Ghanaian national team. The Black Stars of Ghana needs to prove a point, especially with their new coach who is in charge. He was, I hope I don't mistake it, either Asante Kotoko or Accra Heart of Oak. You know, he left there to coach the Ghana national team. So it's a new challenge for him. And the set of players he has now, you know, mixture of the old and the new, I hope he will be able to do something. This group is not as tough as it should be for him. So I hope that the Black Stars will be able to come out top. They started on the winning note, which is 1-0. But I expect more from the Ayew brothers, that's the captain of the team, that's Dede Ayew, and of course from his younger brother, Jordan Ayew. I expect a lot from them to parry the shoulder of the Black Stars and come out in flying colors so that they can qualify for the next stage of the game. So it's looking good for the Black Stars of Ghana. And I hope against South Africa, they are able to ground out good results.
Oh, thank you so much, Kofi. But before we go, yesterday Ghana defeated Ethiopia. I hope Madam supported you yesterday. I hope she did. Oh, great. She did.
She's always supporting my team, and she's always rooting for the Black Stars of Ghana anytime she has a chance.
Oh, thank you so much, Kofi. This is still Inside the Net Africa Football Show on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigeria's in diaspora up to speed. Let's go for a musical break. We'll be right back. Hello. Yeah, may we know who's on the line, please? Hello?
From Belgium.
Okay, from Belgium. Oh, it's good to have you on the show. Thank you so much for calling. This is Inside the Net Africa Football Show. We live African football. You have something to share with us on the show.
Now I have told you guys are on show with my ex-colleagues, you know.
Okay.
Tajudisu and Depolo Kuku from the United States.
Oh, exactly,
so
sir.
I tried to call in.
Yeah, they will be joining us very soon, sir. In the next 5 minutes. Polikoku Okoku will
in
be joining us.
In the next 5 minutes.
Exactly, sir. Polikoku will be joining us on this show alongside Tajudisu. Okay.
Okay, in the next 5 minutes, let me cut up then and I'll call back then.
Oh, great, sir. That would be lovely. Amechi Oti, right?
Yes, Oti from Belgium, ex-Nigeria.
Right, sure. And I want
those
to
are my colleagues in the national team. Eh?
Yeah, exactly. Before we go on, the topic actually is we are trying to like celebrate our heroes like you, like Tajudisu, like Segun Degbami and the rest. But back home, yeah, the honors are not just there for them. The NFF and the Ministry of Sport really do not actually appreciate them. What do you have to say?
Hello.
My brother, I have nothing much to say about those things because the people that are running the show, you know,
mm-hmm.
I just don't know what is happening over there. But I've said much I could say the last time I spoke with one of your colleagues there.
Okay.
No, so let us leave the rest for them. If they actually want something to move forward, they should. They really know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like most of them who comes to oversee,
mm-hmm.
they will see the beauty of the European cities and so on. But when they get back to Nigeria, they do otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So the better thing is just to let them see that it's good for them.
Okay.
And the actual people that are supposed to run Nigerian football get in there, nothing will happen. Or they decide that it's good for them. We wish them luck, nothing more.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, I'm going to bring in Tagu Disso and Paulo Koko. Then you can call back and join your ex-colleagues. Thank you so much, Mr. Are
Oti. They there now? Well, you said they are joining in 5 minutes.
Exactly.
If they're joining in 5 minutes,
and you cut off so that they can join the show. Okay, are they there?
Okay, I'll join you people later, okay?
Okay, are they on? Is Okoku on? Is Okoku on? Okay, Okoku is on. Hello, sir.
Okay, Paul is there.
Is Paul on? Hello?
Yeah, I'm there. Oti,
yeah, I'm trying to connect Paul Okoku. I'm trying to connect Paul Okoku. Hello? 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 Okay, we are trying to connect with Paul. Can you cut off, sir? Then you join us in the next 2 minutes.
Okay, I will do so.
Oh, thank you very much. That's Amichi Oti, former Nigerian international. He participated at Mexico 83. Wow, what a man, what a talent. Let's go for a musical break.
I'm in love, I know I'm in love, and I know I can't run from love. I just don't know who they get you low. I mean, if I choose you, she no go for mine. I be the thing, give you eyes for me. I be the thing, give you good for me. I be the thing, will you hide from me? I no go mind if my mommy calling. I no go yeah, what it that's talking. I just want to know will you hide from me. Soja go, soja come,
soja go, soja come.
If I go, I go come,
I go, I go come.
Soja go, soja come,
soja go, soja come.
If I go, I go come,
I go run back to you.
Soja go, soja come,
soja go, soja come.
If I go, I go come,
I go run back to you.
Soja go, soja come,
soja go, soja come.
If I go, I must come back.
I'm in love, I know I'm in love,
and I know I can't run from love. I just don't know. And if I choose, don't you let me down. Soja go, soja come,
soja go, soja come.
If I go, I go come,
if I go, I go come.
Soja go, soja come,
soja go, soja come.
If I go, I go come,
I go run back to you.
Soja go, soja come,
soja go, soja come.
If I go, I go come,
I go run back to you.
Soja go, soja come,
soja go, soja come.
If I go, I go come,
I go run back to you.
I no go mind if my mommy calling. I just want to know will you hide from me. I no go yeah, what if that's talking?
It's Tomasek Mix.
I just want to know will you hide from me.
I go come back to you.
I no go mind if my mommy calling. I no go yeah, what if that's talking?
I say, my darling, sorry, come and be my testimony. He gets something I never see. She say she liking my melody. I
see my darling, sorry, come and be my testimony. He get something I never see. She say she liking my melody. Let me tell it, I know something. Nana say she no longer want me. If you leave me, now felony. If you leave me, now apology. Let me tell it, I know something. Nana say she no longer want me. If you leave me, now felony. If you leave me, now apology.
I saw the thing go, you know I say no. She para for me and then she calling my phone. I said, do you like it? She told me I do. And now why you do me so? She play me tinko, she no know I know. I did you up by one time I know. No be saying you go on to the fence right now. Well, I need you.
Oh. I said, my darling, sorry, come and be my testimony. He get you something I never see. She say she liking my melody. I said, my darling, sorry, come and be my testimony. He get you something I never see. She say she liking my melody. Let me tell it, I know something. Nana say she no longer want me. If you leave me, now felony. If you leave me, now apology. Let me tell it, I know something. Nana say she no longer want me. If you leave me, now felony. If you leave me, now apology.
That's what it's I say no, she para for me and then she calling my phone. I said, do you like it? She told me I do. And now why you do me so? She play me tinko, she no know I know. I did you up by one time I know. No be saying you go on to the fence right now.
For this action film, real life no acting that they watch like film. The way I mix the ginger be like juice and gin. I be to tell you say I sweet like ice cream. Like ice cream.
What's the facility? Now we the run the community. My people love my agility. No time for random activity. Please, what's the facility?
Loving you be my greatest sin. Said I was done, but see I'm here. You don't make it easy, Rara, to stay away from Yahweh. Shiba, oh Shiba, girl you make me sinner. Shiba, oh Shiba, no make me pull the trigger. Never say never, no I can do whatever. Shiba, oh be mine, don't wanna be so loser, no. Drunk on your potion, can't feel my lips burning, losing composure, can't feel my face drowning, seems so irrational, ready to risk it all. If I can't have you, nobody can. No. Tell me how can I get my mind off you?
Oh Shiba,
I cannot take my hands off you.
Tell me how I cannot get my eyes off you. Oh.
Yeah. Shiba, oh Shiba, girl you make me a sinner. Shiba, oh Shiba, no make me pull the trigger. Never say never, no I can't do whatever. Shiba, oh be mine, don't wanna be so loser, no.
You're such a rush, my baby slow down, come find your love. I'm hoping you see me, come serve it up. Loving how you stir it up, that body belong on TV. Ooh, this feeling I can't hide. You filling up my mind, and I just don't know why.
Shiba, oh Shiba, girl you make me a sinner. Shiba, oh Shiba, don't make me pull that trigger. Never say never, you know I can't do whatever. Shiba, oh Shiba, don't wanna miss or lose out.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Are welcome back on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. And it's good to have you back on Inside the Net Africa. We live African football. In the last 2 weeks, something terrible has been happening in Nigerian football scenes. We've been losing our past heroes, our ex-internationals, and our legends of the game. I have Kofi Asidu Rafe to review some of these issues with me. Kofi, you are welcome back again. Hello, Kofi. Oh, okay. Just in the last 2 weeks, we lost former internationals. We have Segun Adeleke. Yesterday, we lost Thompson Usinye. Usinye played in the 70s and in the 80s. And we also lost... Usinye died in California, USA, though. And Segun Adeleke also died in Tennessee. But George Azan died somewhere in Ibadan. I want you to, like... From your own point of view, what do you have to say? In other climes, in the diaspora, we see how people are rewarded, how people are celebrated even when they pass away on TV, on radios, on the internet. But back home, we hardly get that. And even their friends hardly could communicate with their folks wherever they are. What do you have to say about this? Is it a culture problem? We have a call. Kofi, just hold on. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, sir. Mister, Amity OT?
OT. Yeah. OT is back.
OT is back. It's good to have you back again. Paul Okoku, the network has been so terrible in Lagos. It's been raining in Lagos. Paul Okoku and Tajo have been trying to connect with us, but it's difficult from America. Now, I want to take you on. When you receive, when you received your club letter to this under 20 to play for the Flying Eagles, how did you receive it? What was going through your mind when you received the call-up letter for Mexico 83? Invitation letter for Mexico 83. You are part of the Mexico 83 team.
Yeah.
Exactly. How did you feel when you received the invitation?
It's a thing of joy, you know, because I was a student then.
A student?
Yes.
Interesting.
I was on my last year, you know.
Okay.
So we went to National Festival, Bende 81, it is.
Bende 81, exactly.
And I went to Bende 81.
Okay.
As a rifle back.
Rightful back. Very interesting.
Yeah, but when we got to Bende, our central defender by name Ogedi Iwilo, the junior brother of Louis Iwilo. Had a problem. He started shaking. He's kind of somebody that had tension, you know. Yes. Now the coaches, because of the way I play, they asked me to come to the metro, to the central defense.
So you switch.
And I was in the central defense.
Okay.
After one game, the first match we played, at the Nigerian coach then, Christophe Udemezo, late, he was there. Some game, he turned me down and invited me to the national team.
Straight away.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Then after the tournament, we were 7 from Enugu State. Then Anambra.
Yeah, exactly.
We were 7 of us. Okoraji was among the late Okoraji, Sam Okoraji. He was my best friend. He was in the team. He was invited.
Indeed.
Edwin Ozan was invited. Edwin Ozan, as I'm talking to you today, he's a son.
Senior advocate of Nigeria. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Very interesting.
He was invited to the camp. He's a goalkeeper. And we came to the camp, you know, unknown to known people. Are you getting me? We are known people,
exactly.
But we are with known people.
So
it was very, very competitive.
Very, very competitive. Now, when you got to Mexico, what was the feeling like? Those matches you played, the late Ali Jaja was the skipper of the team. I can recall then, the late Ali Jaja, and I think Paul Okoku was the vice captain. How was the camp feelings, the relationship? You know, how did it go? You know, and how were you people?
If you talk of relationship, we are like a family.
I can see that from what I've observed so far.
We are like a family because, Ali Jaja has been playing before. He was invited to the, I think, 1979 or 81.
Okay.
I cannot really recall. He was invited, but they did not make it. So because the coaches, I already knew him already. So when he came to our own camp, when he was invited to our club, he was made our captain. And that guy is a real, he's a leader. He's a real leader, you know. He made sure that the connection was there. We are just like a family.
Just like a family.
You know? We are just like a family. We insult ourselves. When you see where we insulting ourselves, you wonder, are people
are siblings? Are they
but
siblings?
We insult ourselves and we laugh over it. We connect.
You played in the Nigeria.
We have a lot of names we give to each other there. So it's just funny.
Just funny.
We are like a family, and the team that we took to Mexico was a wonderful team. You know
exactly. I relate with a whole lot of them.
First match, we were outsiders. But first match, we hit Russia, you know? We hit them. Second match, we played against Brazil. The game against Brazil was a tough game. Was a damn tough game. And I can tell you that I played against the player of the tournament.
Okay.
He got the intention. He got the A situation whereby the referee stopped the match. We played that match at Guadalajara.
Guadalajara.
Where the referee stopped the match and asked me and him to shake hands. Because I gave him a really tough time.
A really tough time on the pitch.
Yes. The match was stopped and I shook hands with him. Then we started again.
Then you started again. Hello.
3-0. But we played a very nice game. Then our last game against Holland was so fantastic. You know, that we did everything. We even scored a goal, they disallowed that goal, you know. We did everything to make sure we played against people like Van Basten.
Van Basten, the legendary Van Basten.
You know? The Coleman Junior brother.
Interesting.
You know?
Interesting.
Edwin Coleman, Van Basten. Then who are they again? Mario Ben. You know, these are top players in Holland then,
in
okay?
Holland, exactly.
And we are just students.
We are just students.
Glory be to God. We gave good account of ourselves, you know. The game ended draw.
Oh,
and that's
fantastic.
Why we left. You know?
Okay, great. I want to just take you on this. You mentioned Van Basten, Ronald Koeman, and the other legend, all the other great footballers that we later saw when we started growing up to and appreciating football. But that is a transition. Those guys played alongside your team in 1983, and we saw them in the 90s, playing for AC Milan, Juventus, and playing at the World Cup. Now, grassroots football, you were chosen from the grassroots. Today, it's like the grassroots football has disappeared. What do you have to say about the Nigerian system?
That
football
is
system?
What I'm trying to tell you. That the people managing football in Nigeria are not the people that are supposed to handle it.
Hmm.
But in a situation like that, you don't talk about them, you don't go against them, you have nothing against them so that they won't think you want to take over their position. But you know, Nigerian game all of a sudden turned to politics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Politics killed Nigerian anything in that country. Politics.
Hmm. Wow.
Are you getting me?
I'm here.
Is why. Personally, like me, I don't come to Nigeria to go and ask anybody for anything, position for anything. No. I am the pioneer captain of Ekanemi.
The pioneer captain of Ekanemi. I actually wanted to take you on that.
I formed Ekanemi.
Mm-hmm. Before leaving for
you. Are you telling me?
I'm here. How many seasons did you play in the Nigerian professional, in the Nigerian league then? Not professional league.
I played 2 years with Rangers.
Okay.
1 year with Abiola Bears.
Okay.
1 year with BBC Lions.
Very
a
impressive.
Year and a half with Air Kanemi.
Wonderful. That's interesting.
Are you telling me?
I'm here.
So I formed Air Kanemi single-handedly. And I told the governor, if you want, because he said to me, Ochi, I need a football team because there is nothing in Maiduguri. Nothing.
Maiduguri. Then Maiduguri was a beautiful city at that time, not what we have today.
Yes, I told the governor, if you want me to bring players to this country, you must give them something tangible. Hmm. He asked me, what kind of something tangible? I told him, you have to give them cars.
Cars.
And he did it.
Hmm.
Abdul Mumin Amuni, he did it.
Really? That's fantastic.
Yes, he did it. I am the signatory to the car given to players.
Mm-hmm.
No other person.
Well, you decided to relocate to Europe.
Pardon?
You decided to relocate to Europe later.
Yeah, that was not that. Then I left for Europe.
Oh, and how did you? Mm-hmm. So far, you live in the diaspora over there. What do people always say about what we do here about concerning Nigerian football and the way we are? Don't forget, we won the gold medal at the Atlanta '96 and some other laurels. But what do you have to say concerning Nigerian football? Do you think we can get better? I know you have taken
Nigerian
us
on. Nigerian football can get better.
Okay.
It can get better. Okay. I must also tell you that I own a football club, Otan Football Club. It's a national division 2 club.
In Lagos? Which
in Nigeria.
In Nigeria.
In Enugu.
Enugu.
I finance that club alone.
Alone. It's like you have a foundation as well.
Yes, but what the problem is because the Enugu state government, they were owing me some money. They owe me left, they owe me right. We go to Challenge Cup as sponsor. We play league as sponsor. When I'm representing Enugu state, they will say, they will call it Otan.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh.
Not Otan of Enugu. When I'm representing Enugu, and when I put my player, when I stopped playing football, National League or whatever, my players went, everybody was walking on the street.
Hmm.
I created employment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you created jobs for people.
For players. And when I stopped, they all went to some conductors, some inside markets, some are selling in the market.
Hmm.
They are owing me.
They are owing you.
The officials of Enugu State Podcast would nearly ruin my team.
We Mr. Meche, we have to arrange another special edition for you. We can bring you on again onto this
radio station, Spirit of Nigeria Radio here in Lagos. This is what we do. We bring in Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. We educate Nigerians in the diaspora what is happening back home. Mr. Amichi Oti called all the way from Belgium. We appreciate this. We are going to call you back again. Are you ready to join us?
No problem.
Oh, thank you so much.
If you want to call me, just let me know. There's no problem. I'll do my possible best to join you guys.
Oh, yeah? Thank you so much for joining us all the way from Belgium.
Good what you guys are doing.
Okay, sir.
I sincerely love what you are doing. Just keep doing what you are doing, because without shouting, nobody will hear you. Okay.
Nobody, exactly.
But the problem is that you keep shouting, nothing will happen.
This time.
We are just praying that the people that are supposed to handle Nigerian football, comes in and handle it very, very good and well, not thinking of what you put in your pocket.
In the pocket. Positive Nigerian energy. That's what
are
we
you getting
do.
Me?
Exactly, sir.
Poverty
that's who we are.
Poverty is the issue.
Poverty.
Poverty is the issue of everything.
Okay, sir. Mr. Michi
Oti,
former Nigerian international. We have to go, sir. We have to go now. We'll surely get in touch with you. Thank you so much for supporting us. And you too, sir. Wow, it's good, and what a beautiful show we have today. Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. We have to go now, and I say bye-bye. But do me a favor, go and get vaccinated. Bye-bye.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.